2 Timothy 3:1-17. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people. This passage in 2 Timothy 3 provides insight into the characteristics of people in the last days, warning about their behavior and actions. It contrasts the negative qualities with the qualities that Timothy, and by extension, believers should embody. The passage then emphasizes the importance and authority of the scriptures in shaping a godly life. Examples: bad application, lovers of themselves. A bad application would be individuals who prioritize their desires and interests above all else, disregarding the needs of others. Disobedient to parents. People who disrespect and disobey their parents, neglecting the value of honoring family relationships. Lovers of money. Those who prioritize wealth at the expense of ethical and moral considerations. Good application. Faith and endurance. A good application involves believers exhibiting faith, patience, and endurance, even in the face of persecutions and sufferings, as Paul did. Knowledge of Scripture. Individuals who, like Timothy, are knowledgeable about the Holy Scriptures from infancy, leading to wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Conclusions. Discernment and separation. The passage urges believers to exercise discernment and to distance themselves from those who embody the negative traits described. It emphasizes the importance of maintaining spiritual boundaries. Perseverance in faith. Believers are encouraged to persevere in faith despite the challenging times, knowing that persecution is an inherent part of living a godly life in Christ Jesus. Scripture as a guide. The centrality of Scripture is highlighted, emphasizing its divine origin and its role in teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training believers for righteousness. It is presented as the key resource for thoroughly equipping servants of God for every good work, modeling a godly life. Paul points to his own life as an example, encouraging Timothy to continue in the teachings and lifestyle he has witnessed. This underscores the significance of mentoring and the impact of modeling a godly life for others. Warning against deception. The passage serves as a warning against deception by evildoers and imposters who may appear to be godly, but lack true faith. Believers are cautioned to be vigilant and discerning. The unchanging nature of truth. The concluding message reinforces the timeless nature of the truth found in the scriptures. It remains a reliable and unchanging guide for believers across generations, equipping them for a life that aligns with God's purpose. In summary, 2 Timothy 3:1-17 provides a comprehensive understanding of the challenges believers may face in the last days, encourages a godly lifestyle despite adversity, and emphasizes the enduring authority of Scripture in shaping and equipping individuals for righteous living.